CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
You're missing a couple of strings on this bass guitar. Is that how you learned it, and you never bothered to buy two new ones, or is there a plan?
After 2 years, I mean, what's the point spending money and a lot of it? It's like 2 is enough. It's adequate. Anybody can play this bass.
Garage band. Do you think you're still a garage band now?
No, definitely we've progressed to a basement band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got inside the house now.
We're inside the house now.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun?
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
I think that most music probably is in a sense, or it's sort of an electronic thing or a mathematical thing, and that all exists in the molecular structure of the universe.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche. We're also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I am your host, Dave. I just mentioned that. Adam, hello and welcome.
You've also mentioned that, but that's great. I think we're now syndicating, what is it, over 10 stations at this point?
Yes. Last I checked, it's about 15 to 16, which is a lot. And we thank all those stations for airing the show.
That's incredible. A huge thank you to each station that hosts the program, and especially to CJAM, who's been hosting us for a long, long time, and hopefully continues to do so. And you know what? I have a feeling after listening to this episode, they're going to say,
get out.
Well, I was hoping they'd say never leave us, but maybe that too. I know, big episode lined up for you. We're going to have a lot of newer music, highlighting some artists that are performing live in the area with some tracks from Alison Brown, Waxahachie, a new collaboration with Shotgun Jimmy. We're also going to play newer releases from Ecstasy, Cindy Lee, Motorist, Wine Lips, Vampire Weekend, and Dana Gavansky. And in addition to that, not one but two anniversaries, which we're celebrating, two really big albums that I think respectively changed the game for a lot of the indie/alternative music scenes at the time. The first one, it's celebrating an anniversary going back to 1994, Soundgarden's Super Unknown. Yes, I know, a huge record, and you might question, why are you celebrating this record that certainly doesn't need any more publicity? Well, there's a lot of history to this record, and I can't wait to dive into it. And it is a great record. And another one that is, definitely very different, but has had a profound influence on indie rock in America and across the world, the sophomore record from REM, Reckoning, from 1984. So we're going to be highlighting all that and much more on this edition of Revolution Rock.
All right, and we're going to get things started. I can't say words anymore.
Well, David, take a breather. Have a little sippy from your drink.
I don't have any water or any alcohol. Or any liquid.
Poor dry boy. Well, while Dave recovers finds some liquid to consume, we will let you know that you can always give us a call if you have a request. So on this episode, if you want to hear anything, dial 519-971-3630. And if you happen to be in Detroit or around the world, you can also give us a call at 1-855-344-2527. 26. Dave, you look a little bit more hydrated at this point, so what are we starting off with?
We're going to hear two tracks from the perhaps comically titled album Late Slap by Dana Gavinsky.
Dana Gavinsky, a great artist who was born and raised in Vancouver, now lives in the London, UK area. And this is her third record overall. I think her best so far, incorporating a lot of weird, off-the-cuff sounds and arrangements. This one is a weird but great record, reminding me a lot of Kent LeBond, a little bit also of Laurie Anderson, but she's definitely doing her own thing on this release. So we're going to hear two songs, as well as brand new music from Ducks Limited and Vampire Weekend in this set to open up Revolution Rock.
Did you cheer? I did not see it.
So some jangly sounds there. We heard from Ducks Limited, the Toronto group who have released their latest, just a few weeks ago, called Harm's Way. We just heard the title track from that. Kind of a precedent for some more jangly music we're going to get into in just a moment. But before we get to that, I'm Adam, here with Dave, and this is Revolution Rock. We're bringing you up to 2 hours of great rock and roll music, starting the show off with some newer releases. Just a reminder, if you want some information about the show, the music we play, and the bands that we love, please check out the website at revrock.blogspot.com. Now, before Ducks Limited, we heard a brand new release from Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, we heard, I believe this is the single off the album.
It was a single. They had, I think, three singles preceding it.
From Gen X Cops.
Yeah, Gen X Cops, yeah.
This comes from their latest release, Only God Was Above Us. Brand new music from Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say they really built up the intensity on this one. I wasn't as much a fan of their previous record. I thought it was a bit laconic, but they really picked it up and are getting into some hotter sounds on this one, even some fuzz as we heard on the guitar line on that.
Yeah, really cool stuff. And then we heard a pair of tracks to start off the show from the album Late Slap by Dana Gavansky.
Yes, we heard the songs Song for Rachel and Ears Were Growing. That comes from the third album from Dana Gavansky. And coming up next, we're going to be playing a little bit of music from who we're hearing in the background, the one and only REM, and we're going to be celebrating the anniversary of Reckoning, which was their album released all the way back in 1984, which is now celebrating 40 years of being out. And what a huge album it was for them, too.
This is also one of my favorites of theirs. I've listened to it many times, and this one... You know, after Murmur, they wanted to do things a little bit differently. I don't think everyone was completely happy with the sound on Murmur, although...
Which is weird because, you know, a lot of people revere the sound from that record. Mm-hmm. And it's even interesting because Mitch Easter returned as a producer on this one as well. But it is a little bit cleaner. You know, I think the sounds are less muddled together. They have more isolation. And there's more of a pop focus on this one, too, which yielded really the first major single successes for the band. Because you look at some of the songs on this one, you have South Central Rain, I'm Sorry, Pretty Persuasion, Don't Go Back to Rockville, which maybe weren't huge radio hits, but got some college radio airplay.
Yes.
And as much as Murmur became a cult record, I think this was the first record from REM that really got a lot of attention paid to the group. And yeah, it's interesting because while it develops the sound that they had on Murmur, they are refining it, and it's eventually getting to that point where we're going to hear on their major successes like Green and Out of Time. But, you know, we're still hearing that rawness from the group on this record.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what else to say.
Maybe we should talk about the album artwork just a little bit.
Yes, the weird, like, coil drawings.
So there was intended to be a bit of a darker record. That's one thing that Michael Stipe said from the onset of it. And so he wanted to have these illustrated snakes that he drew. But then he had another artist actually fill in and do some illustrations within the frame of the painting, ending up as well as illustrating the song titles on the serpents' bodies. Very interesting, though, despite that, the... track order is wrong. It's not correct, which is something REM would do on occasion for their releases. So the only proper way to find on the original vinyl what order the track list was on the label of the vinyl itself. All the other track listing was erroneous, which was great. But yeah, this is, I think, not the first great REM record. That was Murmur, obviously. But this is the next great REM record. And I think, you know, it's a great one-two punch. No wonder people consider them to be the most important band at the time coming out of America.
I think it's, along with Murmur, it was the first in a series, second, well, in this case, in the series of albums that they put out in their early period of the band before they signed to a major label, mm-hmm. that is really, it really made them and defined what they were doing. Although they would keep going forward in different directions, but I really love these early ones, and this one is great. It's definitely one of my favorites. Something I also wanted to mention, I've never seen it, but as there was actually a short film made about the making of this album as well.
Oh yes, Left of Reckoning.
Yeah, so Michael Stipe apparently was able to secure funding, and then there was this short film. I'd like to see this. I don't think I've ever seen it, but So yeah, there's documentation. Maybe they should have had that for their document album. I'm sorry, that was a bad.
Oh, that was horrible.
That was bad.
Well, I think we're going to need to wipe the taste of that horrible pun out of our mouths by playing some of these great songs. So one thing we are going to mention is we're going to play two tracks from the album proper, a B-side, and then a live rendition of probably one of the best-known songs, if not indeed the best-known song from this South Central Rain, I'm Sorry, which got its big public debut on the David Letterman show.
Yeah.
And I think this is so great because I didn't want to play that version. This is another live version, which we'll talk about later. But that David Letterman performance, David Letterman himself usually has this very taciturn, expressionless way of being about him, hyper-sarcastic. Seeing the genuine impression the song had on him and how excited he was to hear it is one of the most crazy things I've seen out of the band. And this performance on the David Letterman show was great, too, because they also did a Radio Free Europe in addition to this. And it's just an indication, a full-blown indication of how big this band were and how they were going to get even better. But anyway, I could wax poetic about REM forever. We don't need to hear that. What we need to hear are the tracks. We're actually going to open up with the first song on the record, Harbor Coat, celebrating 40 years of REM's reckoning.
It's above the minutes.